We're live at EXT, and with me in the studio, Midnight North. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, hello.
I wanted to first ask you, where did you come up with the name Midnight North?
It was a cool combination of words. No. coming up with band names was very difficult. I always find it's that way. So we went through a lot of options, and we came up with sort of an idea of a clock pointing at midnight and a compass pointing north. That image of them overlapping sort of stuck with me, and we talked it over, and it was the best one we'd come up with. So there we go.
And that's Graham Lash talking. Graham, why don't you introduce everybody and tell us who all's here with you?
Yeah, of course. To my left on bass, I have Connor O'Sullivan. To my right, I have Elliot Peck on vocals, Alex Jordan on keyboards, and Nathan Graham on drums.
Take me back to the beginning of Midnight North. Before you came up with the cool name, how did you all find each other?
Oh, a little bit of Craigslist and a little bit of luck.
Yes.
we actually all started playing together around the same time that Terrapin Crossroads opened, and so we were lucky enough to get a weekly residency there and start working on our tunes and come up with our repertoire. So we've been playing weekly ever since, not more.
About 5.5 years.
You see that residency continuing?
Whenever we're in town, we tour a lot now. like right now. Yeah, whenever we're home, though, that's our home base in the Bay Area.
Tell me a little bit about this space, Terrapin Crossroads. It seems like a really cool looking place.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. It's a music venue with 3 stages. It's a gathering place for a lot of people who like the kind of music that we like. It's hard to describe. You gotta make the trek.
You gotta make the trek.
Yeah.
We're going to have you play some of the music based on music that you like. Tell me about writing songs.
We kind of all write together. Someone will come up with the kernel of the idea, usually a piece of music, and we'll take it to the band and see where that takes us. We're pretty excited about this new record that we just put out. I think it's some of our best songs that we've come up with so far.
We're live at EXT. Your album, Under the Lights, it's your third album.
Yes.
Tell me, though, about the different styles of music that you guys have put into this record, because it's like not everything doesn't sound the same here.
No, it definitely doesn't. I think you'll have that when you have 3 different songwriters on the record. But we also each have a lot of different influences, from the blues to the country to rock and roll to some of the, you know, jam and improv music. So we take a lot from all those different influences. I think that's why you hear so many different styles represented on the record.
All right, cool. Well, let's have you guys play a couple songs for us.
Yeah.
What would you like to start off with?
We're going to play a song from the new record called Playing a Poor Hand Well.
Sometimes it's about playing a poor hand away.
care.
You can't rely on no other man.
Lay it all on the table.
Well, sometimes it's about playing a poor hand away. Playing a poor hand away.
This is Graham Lesh from Midnight North, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Of life that will give you fear. Begin again and now forever. You made the choice to do it better right now. The last thing on your mind. This is a few nights under the lights and 40 years old.
live at EXT with Midnight North. You guys have stripped this back a bit, so thanks for trying to figure this out for us here today.
One fewer guitar than normal. A lot fewer drums than normal.
Does he even have a drum over there?
Yeah. Nathan can rock on anything, so.
He's doing great. Sounds awesome. This is great stuff. The new album is called Under the Lights. It's your third album.
Yeah.
Where can folks find you guys online? Where's the best place to go to find out information?
MidnightNorth.com, at Midnight North on all the various social medias. Should be pretty easy. We're on most of the platforms. The website would be good, and lots of cool stuff up there.
What can you tell me about the night you guys got to play with Bob down in New York City? Bob Weir.
We'd announced Phil was already going to come. But we'd done a gig with Bob, just backing him up, about a month before, for a benefit concert for Rainforest Action Network in San Francisco. He was just going to be in town, so I don't remember if he kind
he
of invited
in
himself.
He was playing the Madison Square Garden. No big deal.
I guess we'd gone to Dead & Company a few days before, and we'd hung out with him very briefly afterwards, and we're just like, hey, we got a gig coming up.
It was like
you have an off day, I think. Yeah. We were playing on like a Wednesday, you know. It was one of our first big shows in New York City. Yeah. And yeah, he was nice enough to come down and jam, and I don't think we knew until the day of, because Bob does what he wants to do, but he wanted to come and jam with us that day, and it was a pretty amazing time.
What do these guys say about the songs they hear you guys creating?
I think they like them. I hope.
I feel like Phil's one of our biggest cheerleaders.
I really do, and I
feel like he's sincere about it. I don't think he would just, you know, tell us that he liked it. I really do feel like he likes the songs. They really appreciate the harmonies that we do, because that was something that was really important to the Grateful Dead. And
where did that three-part harmony come from? Was that something you planned on, or did it just sort of materialize as you gathered folk?
Yeah, it built out of what we sort of all like doing. Alex joined a little bit after the very beginning of the band. Elliot and I were singing Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris songs when we first started, sort of building up that repertoire. And so we had two-part harmonies, and we recorded our first album, and one of us would double ourselves to make it a third part, or not double, but add a third part. With just the two voices, and then Alex joined, and he sort of learned all those third parts that we had created.
And I'd seen them play in L.A. I was living in Los Angeles, and I had seen them play, and I got a copy of the record, and it's like, there's three-part harmonies in all this, and there's only two of them.
Yeah. So he came and joined, and just like immediately, I think the first time he sat in, just like knew all the third harmonies. Since then, it's something not a lot of bands do, so we sort of try and push that and push ourselves to do more and better, and then all of a sudden we're doing CSNY tribute shows and stuff like that, and learning the hardest three-part harmony songs around. And
I'm sure you guys do those songs great, because it sounds beautiful in here right now.
Thank you.
And we're live at EXT with Midnight North. Their album is called Under the Lights. Congratulations, guys, on this album. This is fabulous.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What would you like to play to finish us up here?
Let's play the Highway Song. This is another tune that Elliot wrote from Under the Lights. We made a cool music video for it.
Check it out online.
You can go find it. It's called the Highway Song. Mm-hmm. And another one of our favorites. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Between Roanoke and Baltimore, we can sing. most of this time together. Meet me on a highway where the river meets the Mason-Dixon line. Climb on your bus and write a song that we can sing to them sweethearts together.
I'm Graham Lesh from Midnight North. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.